Hey guys.
Hey everyone.
Hello.
Hi, it's us and we're back.
This is episode 65 of Catnaps and Cognac. We are your hosts. This is the mostest.
Yes, and I am Dee Dee and this is
Ariel.
And again, yes, you are listening to Catnaps and Cognac, episode 65.
Woo! We are official. Are we officially in AARP, or was that at 55?
Yeah, 50. I think 55 is no. Oh wait, I don't know.
Oh, we could just get the early bird special.
Oh yeah, you can go to Lenny's for sure. Get the early bird special. If you are a return listener, thank you for coming back. And if this is your first time listening, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you will go back and listen to the other 64 fantastic episodes that we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're great.
So, what's up with you, Ari?
Just dealing with this, as you like to say, fuck-ass weather.
My gosh, this weather is so raggedy.
Raggedy.
So raggedy. Like, it's been raining all day. What's the joke? What is the
there
joke?
There is no joke.
And it's cold.
Beyond cold.
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. It's, by the time you guys are listening to this, it'll be May. And it's cold. It was cold on Wednesday.
Over.
Why?
O-V-E-R.
When spring? Where is spring already? It's 52 degrees. It's raining. I don't get it. I'm not a fan of this weather right now.
Listen. Mother Nature.
Get
with it. What's going on with you? What's going on?
What is the deal?
Anyways.
So let's get into it. We're going to, you know, we have current events for you. And of course, everybody is talking about this right now, and it's the whole Donald Sterling thing, and he was banned from the NBA by Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case you guys don't know what it is that happened, Donald Sterling, who is the owner of the LA Clippers, his girlfriend recorded a conversation between he and his girlfriend, and basically she took a picture of Magic Johnson and then posted it onto Instagram, and he got really upset about it and was saying how he didn't want her hanging around Black people or associating with them, and he didn't want her bringing them to the games. Now, the funny thing is, his girlfriend is half Black. She's half Black and half Mexican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's talking to him and they're having this argument, and he's saying how she's like, but I'm half Black and I'm half white. And he's saying, you know, but you look white, basically. You look like a Latina. You're supposed to represent yourself like a delicate white or delicate Latino woman. Why do you have to associate yourself with Black men? Or with Black people? Why do you have to take pictures with them? And so he's basically telling her that he didn't want her taking any Instagram pictures of Black people. He didn't want her bringing Black people to the games. However, he didn't care if she slept with them or hung out with them, just didn't want to see it on Instagram. And so she leaked this conversation to TMZ. Of course, you know, TMZ did what they do. And the internet was ablaze with his racial comments.
Ablaze.
Yeah, ablaze. You know, what were people telling the Clippers to do? Like, don't play.
Yeah, people were feeling like that the Clippers shouldn't have played. They should have protested more, because what they did was they pretty much just, you know, they took off their jerseys and, like, played in Black or something like that, or whatever.
Right.
I don't really know. But they felt that they should do something more since their owner was a racist and yada yada. I personally don't know what I would have done in this situation. Like, that's my job. I'm not really doing it for my owner, but I'm doing it for fans. I'm doing this because I love the game. You know what I mean? But right. At the same time, it's like, yo, I'm making money for this dude, and he's pretty much telling me I'm his slave. Like, that's pretty much what he's saying. Right. And how am I supposed to feel after that? Like, I'm not gonna want to play, but like I don't know. I'm just so conflicted.
Yeah. On it's definitely definitely the rock and the hard place. If mm-hmm. If there's any situation where there's been a rock and a hard place, this is it. Because it's like, this is my livelihood. I'm doing it for the fans. I do it because I love the games, but I don't want to work under a guy who has this plantation mentality where it's like, I don't want to associate with them, but hey, they can work for me. So it's just really difficult, their situation, the predicament that they were in. And, you know, people were calling, like you said, people were calling them to, like, you know, calling for the Clippers to not play. And it's like, look, you wouldn't do that in your regular, in your everyday job. Who knows if your boss isn't one of the racists as well, and you're making $45,000 a year, and would you not go to work, you know, in protest? I mean, if you are not living check to check like, you know, 60% of America is, then go for it. But I doubt that you're one of those people who's not, you know, where it would be okay for you to just not go to work and not have a job. It's, you know, in this economy, where are you going to go to just go and go find a job? Not to say that these basketball players can't, but it's not that easy to just leave your job and not go to work. It's not that easy. Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, he banned him for life. He fined Donald Sterling $2.5 million, which I heard is the maximum fine that they can do. And then I've also heard that they're, you know, trying to make him sell the team.
Yeah. He lost a lot of the Clippers lost a lot of sponsors because lost of it. I heard that they got Adidas back after he was banned. So I think that makes like a total of 12 sponsors that they lost. And the UCLA also rejected his $3 million donation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
And the thing is, like, what he said, like, you know, I don't know. I was talking to somebody about it today, and they were like, but, you know, he didn't agree with what he was saying. Of course he didn't agree with him, but he was like, it's kind of crazy that this was a private conversation that he was having with someone. And then now he's getting in trouble for this private conversation that he was having. It's not like he went on, you know, national TV and said, I don't like black people. So I was like, but see, when you're a closet racist, it's going to come out.
Yeah. Apparently she had over 100 hours recorded of conversation with him. I'm sure this wasn't the first time that he said something like this to her or in general or whatever. But his wife was also suing her. Vanessa Stiviano.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why she was recording conversations, because she was saying like, oh, you're taking money away from our family and blah blah blah, but ain't nobody told him to give me these gifts.
Okay.
it's just really sad about how it all went down. I'm just nervous. Well, not nervous. I don't want to say I don't care, because I do care. But I don't at the same time, because I have no clue who he is. I don't watch basketball. I definitely don't watch the Clippers. Chris Paul is fine. That's all I know. and Blake Griffin dunks. But, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, nuts.
That's all right. But, oh, I heard back in, like, 1990, George Steinbrenner, owner of the Yankees, he was banned from baseball at one point, and then he was reinstated 3 years later.
Was he banned for, like, saying racist things?
I don't know if he was banned for saying racist things, but he was banned. Like, if you ban someone, you ban them. Like, they ain't no coming back.
Well, they did that for one of the players. They banned a player just recently, and then they let him come back.
So
if it wasn't Alex Rodriguez, it was Derek Jeter.
So it just makes me wonder, like, if they're gonna bring him back on, like, later after things calm down, or
maybe
or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I don't know, the MLB and NBA are two totally different associations, but I know that one of the players, it had to have been either Derek Jeter or Alex Rodriguez, where they were banned, and then, you know, a couple of months later, they were back.
Derek Jeter ain't getting banned for nothing. He's like the baseball's golden boy. It's definitely Alex Rodriguez.
Okay. So, yeah, he was banned because he was using whatever, you know, steroids or some crap or something like that. And, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. With this, I don't know why the Yankees owner was banned, or manager, whoever he was. I don't know why he was banned. But I doubt that they would. I mean, you know what? I haven't even really been watching the news. Has this guy even issued an apology or said anything about it?
I don't believe so.
Wow.
Not yet. I don't know. I mean, what's an apology going to do?
It's not going to do anything. But at least, I don't know what it's going to do, actually. But if he can see that, you know, what he said was wrong or whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know if that necessarily shows how he feels, but, or, I don't know if that would necessarily represent how he really feels, if he really feels remorseful. But, like, the whole, you know, how Paula Deen did. I don't know if she was really sorry for what she said. That's how she feels. That's how she was raised. She was raised, you know, to be, you know, a racist or with the plantation mentality. But she was sorry. You know, maybe he doesn't know how he feels is wrong. And now that he's getting all this backlash, maybe it's like, okay, I'm opening my eyes. And it's like, okay, you know what? What I said was wrong and how I feel, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But it doesn't seem like he really has any remorse. So that's all the more reason why I don't think that he would be reinstated or be allowed to come back to any NBA type things, because it's been, what, a week now, and he hasn't said anything. There has been nothing from his camp, not even his PR person, like, oh, you know, nothing. So I doubt he's going to come back. And plus, for it to be something so big, it's, when it comes to race, that's like a huge thing. When it comes to race or, like, you know, anything sexually inappropriate, people don't stand for that. So I doubt that he, you know, the NBA would be able to go back on their word and say, well, you know, he said he's sorry. No, you don't change. You can't really change being a bigot, especially if you're 82, whatever the hell you're, you know, years old. That's not something that's just going to change. So I doubt that he'll be reinstated. Mm-mm. I highly doubt that. Not to say that it can't happen, but I highly doubt it.
Well,
the whole situation in total is just really, crazy.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. And, like, you know, like Blake Griffin, he didn't do anything, but he lost his Kia endorsement. Chris Paul, he lost his State Farm endorsement, and he didn't do anything. It's just being associated with this, you know, with this guy. And that's so unfair, because, I mean, that's extra money in their pocket. And now that's being taken away because of something that they have nothing to do with.
Right.
And it's just really awful.
Hoo-wee.
Yeah. Anywho, moving on.
Yeah, so moving on.
What's the story you got for us today?
All right, so I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm assuming it's Jameis. Jameis Winston, he is a college football player for Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And he was issued a citation on Tuesday for shoplifting crab legs from Publix.
How do you... Okay.
He's the Heisman Trophy winner. And he was caught stealing crab legs from the grocery store. I don't know how you stole crab legs. I thought that crab legs are from behind that case.
Yeah, well,
unless you know, you give them the crab legs in that clear bag or whatever. I mean, and
at Publix, this is how it works at Publix. You go to the seafood counter, and they will. I mean, damn, does it say if they were cooked or not? Because the thing is, you can get them cooked. The crab legs, they'll cook them back there for you. And put the butter and the Old Bay and all that other stuff, and then put it into a carton for you. So, and then you take it and pay for it at the front. So, did he just walk out with the crab legs? Like, basically, that's what he did.
I don't know. It was
how you, That's how you shoplift crab legs. You can't just go reach behind the counter and get them.
I know, right? I mean, yeah.
So it was... he definitely, like, asked for crab legs and then just walked out of the store.
It was $32 worth of crab legs.
God, what? That's a lot of damn crab legs.
But I mean,
4 pounds of crab legs, because crab legs are like $8.99, $9 a pound.
Crab legs are so good. So I feel him on that, but what you doing, bruh?
Why are you are the Heisman winner, sir?
Sir. Sir.
What are you doing?
So, you know, there's like a whole bunch of memes going around about him and everything like that, and I guess it's crazy because the NCAA just approved unlimited meals for student athletes. So it's like, we know you're not hungry. So why are you, why are you doing this?
Them crab legs at Publix is good, honey. Are they? I gotta be like, I can't blame him too much. Ain't nothing on campus that he could eat are gonna be comparable to those crab legs. I know,
they're delicious.
They are delicious.
They're delicious.
Girl, let me tell you, Publix, they steam them for you, and they put the butter and the Old Bay, and oh my gosh, honey.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. They are good. They're delicious.
So it says that he'll be fined $30 and required to do community service, and he'll be suspended from the baseball team until his community service is completed. So I guess he's on the baseball team, too.
Wow.
I don't know. And apparently they had, like, a press conference concerning his shoplifting.
Shoplifting of damn crab legs. Mm-hmm. And he should be really ashamed of himself.
He'll be suspended from baseball until his community service is done.
Wow. 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 That's nuts. That is crazy. Like I said, though, they are delicious. So, I can see why he would want to steal them. I don't know why he did, though. Because, like, what was it? Other than them being delicious, what was the motivation behind stealing 4 pounds of crab legs?
I don't know. But this seems like it's the third run-in that he had with the law. He was investigated for an alleged rape, but the state attorney declined to bring the charges due to a lack of evidence.
Oh, my God.
And back in November, he was questioned about his involvement with a long-running BB gun battle and that a Burger King reported Winston was stealing soda in a ketchup cup.
He was stealing what?
You heard me right. Soda in a ketchup cup.
Girl, what? He is hungry.
I don't know.
Somebody give the food, the child something to eat. Okay, how big is a damn ketchup cup? You talking about those little paper
cups? I feel like it was a little paper cup. Like like a Jello shot cup.
Yeah. I cannot.
Are you like cracking up right now?
Yes, a Burger King reported Winston was stealing soda in a ketchup cup. Them itty bitty ketchup cups, how much soda?
He's getting shots of soda. Like he's a little child. Like, let me just put a shot in my glass.
He's hungry. Oh, somebody feed the poor baby. Good Lord. He out here stealing crab legs and shots of soda. This is pathetic.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was good to me. That was too funny.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about this guy except, yes, crabs are delicious. Yes, sometimes fountain soda is magical.
Yes. Sometimes.
But, sir, you have unlimited meals.
You need to do better. You need to do better. That just sounds like some kind of, like, weird kleptomaniac-type behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start stealing things that are that trivial, it just sounds like you have a problem.
I mean...
It doesn't even sound like he's just doing it because he needs it. It's just, he likes to steal.
But stealing soda in a ketchup cup doesn't even sound right.
Like, what are you doing? Not even in a water cup, a ketchup cup?
Ketchup cup.
Okay. He really needs to evaluate his life. Because this is pathetic. Anywho.
Yes. What else have we learned today?
Today,
besides that you can steal soda in a ketchup cup.
You know what? I'm not even going to say I learned that because I refuse to learn that. No. We're stealing soda out of a ketchup cup. What?
Anywho.
So today I learned why the Ferris wheel is named the Ferris wheel.
Why is that?
It's named after its inventor, a Pittsburgh bridge builder, George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. And he unveiled the first Ferris wheel at the World's Columbian Exposition held in Chicago in 1893. The exhibition was organized to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. The wheel Ferris design for the fair was gigantic and very popular with visitors. It was 250 feet across and it could hold 2,160 people. Wow. It reportedly carried more than 1 million paying customers during its 19 weeks of operation. But tragically, Ferris didn't have long to enjoy the success of his invention. He died 3 years later at the age of 37.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, that's the reason why the Ferris wheel is called. The Ferris wheel is named after George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
Well, what do you know?
Do you like Ferris wheels?
You know what? I like the idea of Ferris wheels when they go around and around, but they're boring as hell.
Aren't they, though?
It's like you be stuck waiting for people to get off the damn Ferris wheel then more times than you got to ride it.
Like, you know what? I've been on a Ferris wheel maybe 3 or 4 times, and if it's 4 times I've been on, 3 times I got stuck. Like, I always got stuck on the Ferris wheel. I'm like, you know what? I don't like Ferris wheels anymore. I'm always getting stuck on this stupid thing. And y'all know I already don't like hype. So for me to get stuck on a Ferris wheel, thank God it was never at the, like, tippy top. But, yeah, me and Ferris wheels just don't get along.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's just the weight is just so, like, ugh, give me a break.
Yeah, they're fun to look at, but other than that, meh. What's your favorite ride at, like, when you go to, like, the fair or the carnival?
I love, like, a fair or a carnival?
Yeah.
I love bumper cars, even though it's
like
not.
Like bumper cars?
Yeah, bumper cars is fun. I mean, I like the roller coasters, like, if they have, you know, that old, like, Old Faithful, or, Those, I don't know if they have them down south, but, like, there's one called the Zipper.
Yeah.
And it goes, it just goes, like, up and down, but your car goes upside down and keeps going upside down. I love that one.
Yeah.
That one, when I was younger, I'm going to gross y'all out, sorry. But the first time I went on that, like, when it was done, I threw up. I was, like, 7. Or 8. I wanted to be a big girl. Like, I want to get the Zipper, I want to get the Zipper, I want to get the Zipper. And I got in the Zipper and good. I mean, I waited until I got out the ride. But I tossed my cookies and I was scared to go on it for like a few years after that. Because I used to go to the carnival every year with my family. Uh-huh. And then I finally like got a chance to go on again like when I was like 13 or something like that. And it was like, ooh, I can stomach it now. Woo! What's your favorite ride?
When I go to like the fair or carnival, I love bumper cars. I love, it's slipping my mind now. Oh, the Gravitron.
Yeah,
the Gravitron.
That's another good one.
And there's this ride called Crazy Flip. But it has like a different name everywhere else that you go, but it's like everybody sits down in a chair and it has like these two legs. It looks like a big couch, basically, and there's, like, individual seats on this big couch. And so you get strapped into the chairs, and then there's these two, legs on both sides of the big couch. So it goes up and down, but the chair also flips around. So you're like going up and down and twisting around and all sorts of stuff. That's one of my favorite rides because I'm not really a roller coaster person. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like not feeling in control. And whenever I'm on a roller coaster, I definitely feel like I'm out of control and it makes my stomach hurt. So I don't particularly like them. I will go on them, you know, I'll try it once and then I'm like, okay, that's it. I tried it once. I don't need to go on it ever again.
Thank you. You're like, thank you. No thanks.
Yeah. Thank you very much. The only roller coaster I will say that I go on every single time is the Incredible Hulk at Universal Studios. I always go on that one. And I always go to Splash Mountain. Always go on Splash Mountain whenever I'm in Disney World. Those are the two rides. Even though I don't like roller coasters, those are my two favorites. And like Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain, those don't have too many big dips. So I like those too. Because the dips are not too steep or anything like that. Because once there's those steep dips, my legs turn into like jello and they just wiggle and jiggle and I can't control them and I don't like that feeling. It's weird. I don't like it. But I have equilibrium issues, guys. So that's the reason why I don't like roller coasters that much. It affects me a lot differently than everybody else. It does. But when's the last time you've been to a carnival?
Last time I've been to a carnival? Gee whiz.
Or the fair?
I can't remember.
The last time I went to the fair, it was with Look at Jess, and we went in 2010. I think it was 2010. But we didn't get on any rides. We went there for the food.
Oh, carnival food? Or, I mean, fair food, carnival food is great.
Yes.
Great, 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 great.
Yes.
That's like one of the best things about going.
That's the best part.
Listen, I'm going to go just for the fried dough.
And hello.
It's like everything else.
What do you guys call your fried dough?
We call it fried dough.
Oh, okay. Down south, they call it elephant ears.
Oh, elephant. I thought elephant ears was something different.
No, elephant ears is like fried. Well, what do you mean? Is it fried dough like little balls or fried, or is it flattened fried dough?
Elephant ears is like, it's completely different than fried dough.
Well, for us, the flattened fried dough, that's the elephant ears.
Elephant ears up here, it's like, it's still like dough, but it just has sugar on top. Not powdered sugar, but it looks like it has cinnamon rolls, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, cinnamon and sugar, yeah.
Oh, okay, then it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But fried dough, so fried dough is completely different.
Okay, so what's fried dough then?
Fried dough, it's just like, just dough, completely fried. And you can put either powdered sugar on it. Some people put like, pasta sauce, or red sauce or whatever in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the batter isn't sweet?
No.
Oh. That sounds gross.
It's really good with powdered sugar. I love it with powdered sugar.
Well, with powdered sugar, yeah, but with pasta sauce, it sounds gross. Only because I'm thinking that the dough would be sweet.
Nah, not really.
Kind of like a zeppole.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I don't know. It's Italian fried dough. Oh. And they put powdered sugar on it. It's delicious. But yeah, elephant ears and funnel cakes. We went there and we love the pizza there. We love the lemonade there. And of course, you got to get yourself an elephant ear. And they also make, well, fried dough to me is the little balls. They have these little balls. But it's sweet dough. They don't, and it's always powdered sugar. Or and then you can get like some kind of custard or some kind of like compote, like strawberry or blueberry, whatever. It's always sweet.
I'm showing you what fried dough up here is like.
I'd like to see that.
Did you get the message?
Sorry. I did.
Okay.
I did.
So you can hear your reaction on the air.
Okay. Well, to me, this looks like an elephant ear, but with pasta sauce on it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Meh. No thanks. No, that doesn't work like it sounds good.
Okay, and this...
So what did you learn today, Ari?
Sorry, this is the elephant ear that I am, like, used to.
Are you sending it to me now?
Uh-huh. But I did see the elephant ear that you are used to. Oops. Sorry, just kidding.
That link is obnoxious.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm getting another one.
My gosh. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know these.
Yeah, these are the other elephant ears.
No. Yeah. Ours are just big, flat pieces of dough, just like what you showed me, the fried dough, but with cinnamon and sugar.
Got it.
Because it looks like a big elephant ear.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So what did you learn today, Ari?
What I learned that Aerosmith, the band, made more money on Guitar Hero than any other albums.
Are you kidding?
No. They said that they earned Activision, the company who released the video game, said that Guitar Hero Aerosmith, because they had their own version, earned the band more royalties than any other albums. They were quoted by MTV Multiplayer at the company's analyst day as saying that the band is enjoying more than just exposure to new fans and renewed interest of loyal rockers thanks to the video game tie-in. The version of Guitar Hero generated far more revenues than any Aerosmith album ever has. Merchandising, concert sales, their ability to sign a new contract have all been unbelievably influenced by their participation in Guitar Hero.
Wow.
And that's that.
Wow.
I feel like video games are definitely the way to go.
Definitely.
Just because, like, if you're on a great video game or, like, a highly anticipated video game, you're gonna get the sales, like, no matter what. Like, yep. These video games are selling, like, a million copies their first week out nowadays. Like it's an album. Like, how the albums were in the 2000s, like,
that's what video games now.
That's what video games are now. So if you are trying to get your dollars in, you might as well be a voice. You might as well have a game, like, you know, your own part of the game or whatever, and get your coins that way, because you're not getting it from buying albums, because we're stealing them.
Do they have, like, a certification, like, this video game went gold, this video game went platinum? Do they have something like that for video games?
I'm not sure. That's actually a good question. I do know that they just say that, you know, that they sold
such copies. Because what video game was that? Oh, Grand Theft Auto, where they sold like a million copies their first week, right?
Grand Theft Auto and also one of the Call of Duties.
Yeah, so, video games are where it's at right now. Especially now that we're turning into this digital world. Definitely, though, you know, video games are the way to go. Wow, that is awesome. More money than any of their albums, as far as royalties are concerned, or just period.
I think period.
Wow. Dang. I need to be on a video game.
Right.
What? That is nuts.
It is.
Well, kudos to them.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
I haven't played Guitar Hero. Have you?
Yes.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Is it like Parappa the Rapper? Like, I don't get it. Explain to me what you do.
Okay, you have a guitar, and it has, like, four buttons on them. Like, they're different colors. Uh-huh. So when you're looking at the screen, you have to just hit the button that corresponds with the color.
Oh, okay.
On the guitar.
Got it. But so, like, it's kind of like Dance Dance Revolution?
Kind of like that, just you're holding it in your hand.
Yeah, so your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's tap-tap revolution, or tap-tap revenge.
Right, just like that. I've never played Rock Band, but I've definitely played Guitar Hero, and it is fun. Like, when you're, I've only played on, like, easy and medium, and after a little while on medium, I was like, I'm over it, I'm bad, like, I'm my first day out. I was like, I can't do this, but, but it was really fun.
Wow. Oh, well, shout out to them. That is so cool. Yeah. I definitely need to get on a video game now and just sit on my ass after that. Shoot. What?
Right.
That is crazy. Well, you know, we hope that by this time you guys have all done your chores and your homework, because it is TV time. Woo-hoo-hoo. So Ari told me, actually, I heard about it on Twitter earlier today, something about Naya Rivera. Yes. Tell me more about this. What is going on?
Okay, so Naya Rivera, she plays Santana on Glee, and she was just fired from Glee. Apparently, she's just a bitch. Whoa. And, like, she's been missing her her day. She's being late. She's having trouble with the producers. Apparently, she had, like, a real-life feud going on with the other star, Lea Michele. So, she got the boot. And it kind of sucks because Glee is having their final season next year. So, it's like, I mean, if you've been on the show this far and your character moved on with the show, because not everyone's character moved on with the show.
Right, right.
So, if your character moved on with the show, like, why wouldn't you want to at least ride out the final season, get that money, say goodbye, and yada, yada, yada. But, like, she was fired.
Wow. And then, you know, one of my Twitters. So, I was talking to DST Blaze, and so she was saying, wow, that's crazy about what happened with Naya Rivera. And it seems like what Big Sean said about her was true. And I was like, or that, you know, he was telling the truth when he said that she was controlling and whatever that else. And I was like, wait, they broke up? I didn't know that they broke up.
Yeah, girl, they broke up their engagement. And apparently, like, there are rumors saying that he cheated on her and whatever. And then that's when they said that she was controlling. So it's like, I don't know what to believe. But yeah, they broke off their engagement earlier this month.
Yikes. Yikes. Oh, well. Naya Rivera, you better get your life together, girl.
Get it together. Because, like, I don't know nothing about your song.
Right.
I don't know.
Album that's supposed to be coming out. Nobody's listening.
All I know you from, besides this, is being Little Hillary on Fresh Prince in that one episode, and you was Gwendolyn from Family Matters, Little Richard's girlfriend.
Right, right. And you were annoying as hell.
Oh, but she was so cute.
She was cute, but she was still annoying.
So,
eek.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen for her.
Yeah, I wonder too. Like, I mean, where is she going to go? What's she going to do? Like, I thought it was great when I saw her on Glee. And I was like, oh my God, it's Gwendolyn. And I was like, wow, that's so great. Because sometimes, you know, you see like these young actors and actresses and they're like on these shows and then you never hear from them again. So for her, you know, I didn't know that she was still acting. And so for her to get this role on Glee, it's such a hit show. I was really happy for her, but dang, I'm sad to hear that she's acting like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, boo to that.
Mm-hmm.
I have some great news for you guys.
Yes.
Well, actually, let me tell you guys a story first. So, I used to love Sailor Moon. I love Sailor Moon. And I think, like, I was in middle school when Sailor Moon came, or, like, when it really became, like, popular to watch. And, I mean, it was like a cartoon soap opera. For any of you guys who watch Sailor Moon, you guys know it was a major soap opera. We needed to know who Tuxedo Mask was. We wanted to know who was in the white tuxedo and if it was also Tuxedo Mask. And we were supposed to find out on that next episode, but then the show got canceled. So we never found out. So my friend Katie, we were like, we're going to call Channel 33 and we're gonna find out what happened. And you guys know that I can do a child's voice. So she's like, no, you call and pretend like you're a kid and we're gonna call the station and we're gonna find out what happened to Sailor Moon, like what happened to the show. So I'm like, cool, let's do it. So we find the phone number and I don't even know how we found the number to this station, because like, I mean, there was the internet, but I don't remember like searching on like Yahoo for this number. Anyway, we got it. So we call and this lady picks up the phone. I'm like, hi, I want to know why Sailor Moon isn't on the TV anymore. Girl, let me tell you how this lady fussed me out. Lady was like, well, girl, stop playing on the phone. Where is your mama? Why are you on this phone playing? You need to go and go do your, like, she read me the riot act. And it was like, I'm sitting there on the phone, like, mortified, but it's like, so, it's hilarious, but I'm just like, oh my God, like, I want to tell her, I'm not a little girl, I'm 13, like, how can you say that, because now that sounds even worse that a 13-year-old is calling about.
First basketball and impersonating a six-year-old.
Exactly. So it was just really ridiculous. Anyway, so I say that all that to say, Sailor Moon is coming back! Woo! Yay! So after 22 years, Sailor Moon is being reborn and it's returning this summer. But it's going to be called, originally it was called Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon. But now it's going to be called Bishoujo Senshi Sailor Moon Crystal. And it's by the same creator, Naoko Takeuchi. But the new animated series is not a remake of the original one. It's more of an adaptation, and it's more true to the Sailor Moon manga. And the original person, the person who did her voice, Tono Michishuni, she's reprising her role. And I hear that the guy who played Tuxedo Mask is also reprising his role. but everybody else, Sailor Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Mars are going to be different people. So if you guys want to watch Sailor Moon, you have to go onto the Nico Nico website. So just look up, just go to Google and search Nico Nico, NICO, NICO. And then it'll take you to their page and you have to sign up. It's really easy. You just put in your email address and they send you like a confirmation link or whatever, or an activation link. You click on that and boom, you're signed up. It's going to air Saturday, July 5th, at 7 p.m. Japan time. So that means it's going to be 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Subsequent episodes will air at the same time every first and third Saturdays of every month. But it's still unknown if we'll see the series on TV. And I'm looking at the characters and they all look really good. The only thing that I didn't see is Luna. I don't see any like drawings of Luna. So I'm hoping I hope Luna's coming back because she was great. Luna was the cat with all the advice and just knew everything. She was the smart cat.
I don't know nothing about no Sailor Moon.
Oh, you don't know nothing about Sailor Moon?
Mm-mm. I just know that she had blonde hair and she wore a skirt and blue.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch Sailor Moon.
Aw.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. Sailor Moon was my show. It's my show for sure. And I actually, Sailor Venus, oh no, Sailor Jupiter. No. It was Sailor Venus. Sailor Venus, she looks like Sailor Moon, but she doesn't wear the ponytails. I liked her. I liked her a lot. She was really smart. They all were, but Sailor Venus was my favorite, aside from Sailor Moon, of course. So if you guys are, excited, I hope there's somebody else that's excited as I am about Sailor Moon coming back.
I'm sure, because when I Googled it, they definitely had, like, a whole bunch of links and stuff like that. Like, oh my god, did you see that Sailor Moon's coming back?
Sailor Moon is coming back. Well, I've already signed up with Nico Nico, and I'm definitely going to be up at 6 a.m. watching Sailor Moon.
Oh my gosh, did Sailor Moon always come on at 6 a.m.?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
No, that's the time that it came on in Japan. It came on at 7 o'clock in Japan. Over here, I remember watching it when I came home from school. So it used to come on at 3 o'clock. Or like 4 o'clock. It used to come on at 4. Because I remember I was in middle school, so I would like, and we got home. School was out at 3:40. It took me 20 minutes to walk home. And as soon as I got home, Sailor Moon was on. So here you go, Sailor Moon enthusiasts. It's coming back. Hopefully it's just as good as the original series, and maybe it'll be even better.
Well, I hope so for your sake, yes.
Yes, thank you very much. What do we have next?
All right, we have our new segment, one of our new segments called Hey Good Looking, and it's going to be all about health and beauty and shit like that.
Yeah.
So on today's agenda, Dee Dee found a cool link on 25 beauty tips that you can find in everyday household item and other products.
Yeah, definitely.
So how about we go over a few?
Yeah, sure. The first one that I saw, which I just love, so we're just going to talk about it. So, basically, reusing old buttons. You can repurpose, this is for the ladies and for the guys who wear earrings, you can repurpose spare buttons by using them to keep pairs of earrings together. Most buttons have at least two holes in them, so simply place an earring in each opening to neatly store when not wearing. First of all, cute.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
It's such a good idea. I would have never thought to do that, and such a good, you know, such a good idea. And I bet you it looks really cute. Like, if you have, like, a little, you know, earring, you know, caddy thing, or, like, I have a mom dresser, and it has like, a little flap where you can open where there's a mirror, and you can put your jewelry there. So that would be really cute to have all these cute little buttons with my earrings on there. Just, that's a cute idea. I really, really like that. What else? What can we talk about next?
I like the idea, if you're doing your little naily nails, mm-hmm. It says, rather than spray quick dry oil on your nails, reach for cooking spray instead. Just be sure it's the original unflavored version, or you might get grossed out by garlic-scented cuticles.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to assume that this one is definitely for people of the fairer skin, with fairer hair. You can use, if you don't have any time for shampoo, rub a dryer sheet on your hair to tame flyaways and make your hair smell shower fresh.
All right.
That's okay. I'll just wash it. I'll just wash my hair.
I like this one. Make room for an expanding waistline by hooking a rubber band through the buttonhole of your pants, securing the other side to the button, and wear a tunic top to cover up your handiwork.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is definitely a good one. Honey, if your skin is sensitive and blotchy, apply a couple of tablespoons of honey to your face and leave on for 5 to 10 minutes. The honey will moisturize, soothe, and help kill blemish-causing bacteria. I don't know if you guys know this, but I know we've said this on the show before. Honey has antibacterial properties. Mm-hmm. So, if you're, you know, having some kind of like weird breakout type thing, the antibacterial in the honey will attack the bacteria that's on your skin, and also help make it not so itchy, just, you know, just alleviate and relieve you from the problem of whatever's causing your skin to be irritated. That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah. These are really fun, good tips. Oh, and also, use a hair straightener if you don't have an iron.
Yes.
To get the wrinkles out if you're in a hurry.
Exactly. And it's really good because you know how, like, if you have a button-up shirt, it's hard to get the iron between the buttons, and so there will be, like, these itty-bitty wrinkles in between the buttons, which is mad annoying. So you can just take your flat iron to it and just press it, and there you go. And you won't have any wrinkles on there. Let's see. Oh, if you want to remove dry lips from your skin, or dry skin from your lip, excuse me, you can use clear tape. You take it by pressing the sticky side of the tape onto your lips. You pucker up, and then there you go. You can remove the dry skin, because I know sometimes people try to bite it, and then you rip your skin in the process. Mm-hmm. It's always super painful. So to alleviate that issue, you can just use clear tape, and there you go.
That's that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have any of your own little beauty tips or whatever that you've used.
Well, people don't really wear stockings anymore, but if you have a run in your pantyhose, I'm sure everybody knows this, to get just like a little bit of clear nail polish and just put it right at the top of the run, and it'll stop the run in your pantyhose.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a oldie but a goodie.
Yes. And I noticed that now. I wear more pantyhose up here because it's cold. So, and you want to wear a skirt, so I have to wear, you know, pantyhose or at least some kind of stockings. Not necessarily like, you know, the ones that came in the egg that look like flesh tone stockings, But I have, like, you know, some cute, like, black ones and some stuff with, like, patterns and things like that. And I remembered this, and I was like, oh, my God, I didn't ever think that I was ever going to have to take nail polish to stockings again. But here we are yet again.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So, is it cocktail time?
It is cocktail time.
Yay! What's the drink of the week, Ari?
The drink of the week is a Sailor Saturn in honor of Sailor Moon coming back.
Yes!
So, you're going to take 1 to 2 bar spoons of raw sugar, 2 pieces of lemon peel, 1/2 of a peach, 1-inch piece of a vanilla bean slit right down the middle, 1/4 ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, 1.5 ounces of bourbon, and 1.5 ounces of black tea, such as Tazo iced black tea. And you're going to make the tea a few hours before the cocktail so it has time to get cold, but you're going to add the raw sugar and the lemon peel in a shaker and muddle it a few times to work the shaker into the peel and release the essential oils. Then you're going to add the peach, vanilla bean, and lemon juice and muddle it again until the peach is smashed. Add the bourbon and fill the shaker with ice. Strain it into a rocks glass. Top the glass with the cold black tea and stir. And add 1 large ice cube in the glass and garnish with a lemon peel. And there you have the Sailor Saturn.
Sailor Saturn. Woo. Yummy.
Over the moon.
So, is that our show, Ari?
I think that's our show.
That is our show. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Where can we find you, Ari?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Sheree.
You can find me as well on Twitter and Instagram. I am back.
Oh.
Yes. And I've been tweeting and Instagramming and Facebooking. I'm trying, y'all.
True story.
I'm doing it. So, and it's Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. You can find us, the show, on Twitter, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. You can send us an email at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. Let us know some new topics that you guys would like us to discuss. If you guys like the show, and also don't forget, when we do grind our gears, we definitely read you guys' emails. So make sure you send us an email so that, you know, your email can be read on the show. Let's see, we're also on iTunes and the Spreaker Network. Check us out there. And you can also go to our Podbean website, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
All right.
Well, we will see you next week.
All righty, bye.